Today, we'd like to see the title of partakers in Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. To online worthy people on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verses 3 and 4, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine making request for you, all with joy. Why does Paul have thanks and joy? Question 2, in verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. What does it mean? Last question, verse 7, just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, in as much as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. Why are all Philippians partakers with Paul? Letters was written in prisons by Paul, such as Ephesians and Philippians, this book, because verse 7, in my chains or in my bonds, Colossians and Philemon. Verse 1, Paul and Timothy, co-minister with Epaphras and Tychicus. Colossians chapter 1, verse 7, as you also learned from Epaphras, here indicating disciple co-minister, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on you. Also, Colossians chapter 4, verse 7, Tychicus, Paul's co-minister as well, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. Paul was a writer. Timothy was likely a dictator, and Epaphras as a deliverer, because Romans chapter 16, verse 22, Paul has the problem of I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, this book of Romans, greet you in the Lord. Here, Tertius was a dictator from Paul's saying. Then, to all the saints, Christians set apart from the world belonging to God by grace upon faith. All Christians are all the saints, because Romans chapter 3, verse 24, being justified freely by his grace. Justified means considered righteous freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Also 28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. So by faith and by God's grace, you are considered righteous. You are justified. You are set apart from the world belonging to God. That's why you are saints. In Christ Jesus, who are in Philippi in the region of Macedonia, today Greece, northeast part, with the bishops and deacons. Bishops, servants, mainly about spiritual matters, such as elders, pastors, qualification and duty, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. This is a faithful saying, if a man desires the position of a bishop or elder or pastor, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not disputable, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take over the church of God? Not a novice, novice meaning beginner, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony or a good report among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and snare of the devil. Also, Titus chapter 1, verse 5 to 9, for this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders, elders also servants many about spiritual matters, such as bishops or pastors, in every city, as I commanded you. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just or righteous, holy, self-control, holding fast or firmly the faithful word of God as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine, so not compromise, sound doctrine, both to exhort or encourage and convict those who are contradict. Also, deacons' qualification and duty, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 to 13. Likewise, deacons or deaconesses must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience, spiritual conscience. But let these all first be tested, then let them serve as a deacon. Deacons mainly about material matters, servants mainly about material matters, such as accounting money, giving the food to needy people, like that, being found blameless. Likewise, their wives must be reverent or honorable, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So servants, mainly about material matters, that is deacons or deaconesses. Every servant is equally important in the sight of God to build up the body of Christ or the people in Christ. Mark chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus sat down, called the 12 disciples, and said to them, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 18-21. But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased. Whatever God wanted, God desired, he gave pastor, bishop, elders, deacon, whatever servant. And if they were all one member, where would be the body be? But now, indeed, there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet. I have no need of you. So every member is equally important in the sight of God. Verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. True peace coming from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, every remembrance of Philippians Christians. So he gave thanks to God. Always in every prayer of mind making request. So when disciple made intercession prayer for Philippian Christians, he with joy. So how come he give thanks and joy whenever he prays for Philippian Christians? That answer, verse 5, because your fellowship in that gospel. Fellowship meaning koinonia, stronger than relationship, communion, union, cemented all together. Your fellowship in that gospel, which Paul has preached anywhere from the first day when Philippians first believed Christ until now. Now, disciple was imprisoned in Rome. He is waiting for the Caesar's calling hearing. So until the present Paul's imprisonment in Rome. So therefore, Philippians are partakers of Paul's ministry. So verse 7, disciples said, Philippians partakers. Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 up to 17, disciple in detail how Philippians are partakers in his ministry. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, the region, Philippi, the city located in Macedonia region, no church or no people in Christ shared with me concerning about giving and receiving, but you only, which meaning Philippian Christians only continually supporting disciples ministry until disciple Paul is imprisoned in Rome now without ceasing. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, because the disciple tent maker, volunteer ministry. Not that I seek the gift or the donation to hospitality, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. That means I seek your reward from heaven, which is plentiful in your account by your storing up the treasure of the aid in heaven. So, then is verse 6, being confident of this very thing, this likelihood, Jesus Christ's image, that he who has begun a good work, God's work began when Christ died for us. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But in you, which means his works in us, in Philippian Christians, began when Philippians first believed Christ, whose spirit had lived in Philippians. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, or in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Will complete it, complete this very thing for us to be more like Christ every day until the day of Jesus Christ, until the day when we meet Christ face to face by rapture or physical death towards his millennium kingdom on the earth. That's the process of Christian sanctification or Christian growth to maturity described. Verse 7, just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, have you in my depths of Christ's love, in as much as both in my chains or in my bonds, in my imprisonment as a chained prisoner, and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. Paul was defending the gospel before Roman judges and trial courts, and ultimately before Caesar at Supreme Court or Appeal Court, confirming it. You all are partakers with me of grace. Participants, you are all participants with my defense and confirmation by prayer, hospitality, and or donations. With me of grace, God's grace, from the above shared gospel with Philippians and Paul. Verse 8, for God is my witness or my record, which means God knows this, how greatly I long after or I long for you all with the affection or bowels, which means intestines, bowels of Jesus Christ, which means my depths of Christ's love, such as the bowels of my mercy, the bowels of my compassion, the depths of compassion, the depths of mercy. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. The more love, the more knowledge of God. All discernment between good and evil, right and wrong, or vital and trivial by the word of God. That's a divine morality, not human morality. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner, the word of God discerner, of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, but solely the food belongs to those who are of full age, or who are mature Christians, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercise to discern both good and evil. So 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Today, a lot of spirit. So here, Bible said, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God or they belong to God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So the word of God itself is a discerner. So we can discern which one is right or wrong. That's called as divine morality. Then verse 10, that you may approve the things that are excellent. Excellent, the excellence of knowledge of Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. Yet indeed I also count all things loss, for because of the excellence of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Disciple Paul confessed by himself, he counted all his worldly career considered as dung, rubbish, because the knowledge of Christ is excellent. So that is his confession. He also excellent, may approve the things that are excellent coming from the word of God, that you may be sincere. Sincere meaning purity, without flaws, and without offense, without sin against God, till the day of Christ, the day when you meet Christ face to face by rapture or physical death. Verse 11, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, so no other way for us to gain the derivatives from the righteousness of Christ. These flow from the love of fellowship with our Lord. John chapter 15, verse 1, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. So we give glorifies God and praise the Lord. So let's just see each question in brief. Question one, in verse 3 and 4, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy. Why does Paul have thanks and joy? That answer, verse 5, because Philippian Christians had communion in the gospel which disciple Paul preaches everywhere. From the first day when Philippians believed Christ, the first day, until now when disciple Paul was imprisoned in Rome. Question 2, in verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, what does it mean? So God worked for us when God gave his Son on cross, but in us, when we believed first Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit has lived in us, has worked in us until the complete. We are the most like Jesus Christ until the day when we meet Jesus face to face. At the time when we meet Jesus Christ face to face, we are exactly as the image of Jesus Christ. Question 3, in verse 7, just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, in as much as both in my chains or in my imprisonment, and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. Why are all Philippians partakers with Paul? Because Philippians continually supporting to Paul's ministry from beginning until Paul's imprisonment by prayer, hospitality, and donation. That's why the Philippian Christians also co-participant with Paul's ministry. Let's just sing song all together on bulletin. Please note this online word for global crusade in effect develops from sermon into spiritual transformation into the image of Christ in daily fellowship with the Lord throughout Bible study and discipleship.
We think that any human opinion is not really important rather than what God says. So the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible per se. But the opinions to make us understand God's word have been accepted in light of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Thank you, everybody. Come to Jesus. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior have a daily fellowship with our Lord. Our Lord is a favorite to a donation method rather than to a commercial business method in His church, because our God is pleased to see our heart to love the just God in loving relationship or fellowship rather than a legal relationship under a bond agreement of the business. So the donation, tithes, and offerings must be rooted from free will or a cheerful heart, not be forced, flattered, or grudged. In Luke chapter 11, verse 42, and Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Here is an opportunity to lay up your treasure in heaven. In light of Matthew chapter 6, verse 20, through your cheerful donation, in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, to call Calvary Chapel and Anaheim Hills. Mail to call P.O. Box 27693, Anaheim Hills, California 92809, USA. With by personal check or a company check, cashier check, or a money order issued to CAR. Or with testamentary will, deed of land, or bill of sale for CAR, other assets to beneficiary CAR. Number two method, donation wire transfer to CAR. Through wire routing transit number 12200247, online account number 63141387 82, and international SWIFT BICWFBIUS number 6S. Any donation by person or company is a tax deductible in USA. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, and Luke chapter 12, verse 34. CAR is never dependent upon donations, but upon our Lord alone. How about the CAR? Calvary Chapel, Anaheim Hills, CAR, His church, never thinks that it is not unsuccessful, because it is seeking to become a loving church like Philadelphia rather than Laodicean church in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 and 17. And that every ship is seeking to be called a good and faithful servant, being present with the Lord in Matthew chapter 25, verses 21 through 23. But anyone has not attained the success or the perfect pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In light of Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 up to 14. Car is indigent, but is rich toward God. Luke chapter 12, verse 21. Because every quarter donation has been spent for nearly equally between local members, modalities, and those reaching outside the church, sodalities. Carr, as a global church, has been ministering as to the Lord through not only this online word for global crusade, but also addict healing ministry, ASAP medical mission, biblical marital counseling, car pressure, Bible study in English, Farsi, Korean, Spanish, and Tagalog, and homeless ministry, Jewish education for Christ, many mission fields, about 20 fields, and the veteran ministry. By any donation, you can designate a particular ministry or a particular country in the mission fields. For details, you may check calvarychapel.com or mobile website m.calvarychapel.com or ccanaheims.com or calvarychapelanaheims.org. New book was published, Liberty from Capitalism, Daily Fellowship with Our Lord, available at amazon.com. Thanks and God bless.